Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the voice of the American Redoubt. You are tuned in to Radio Free Redoubt here on the American Christian Network affiliated KTW out of Spokane on 630 AM and 96.5 FM in the Spokane, Coeur d'Alene areas. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you had a blessed week in this last 3 days, a 3-day week. That goes so fast. I hope you had a blessed and a safe Independence Day celebration. Now, I want to take you back 1 week ago at the God and Country celebration. What a great time. There was so much education taking place, learning, building skill sets, and strengthening each other with these conservative, Christian, patriotic Americans all assembling to recharge their batteries. It was exhausting at the same time, but it was so energizing. And I want to share with you a little bit from last weekend. We've got the audio files from many of the presentations. I'm going to slowly start getting those uploaded, but I've been recovering what we call our God and Country hangover because we were dragging when we came back in, and I just got the studio all reassembled. So I want to share with you, though, a very special ministry that I became aware of. I know there's a couple out there like this, but there was one speaker in particular I'm going to let you listen to an interview with him. He gave two presentations, one Friday night and one Saturday night, and both of us spoke on Saturday night. But he has a ministry over at sofmissions.com that reaches out to veterans and helps them with the recovery and reintegration after war, especially PTSD. And I can't tell you how powerful that is. Every 65 minutes, a warrior commits suicide. They feel lost. They feel lost hope. They believe that life is no longer has any meaning. The scars of war are becoming all too common for our warriors. And Damon Friedman speaks as a warrior. He's currently active duty in the military, but he has this ministry as well. And it is extremely effective. Great speaker. We're going to share his at least one of his presentations with you. But this coming up right now is a interview that I did with him on Saturday afternoon. Now, there was an issue with his microphone, so it cut out a little bit. So you're missing that, but you'll still get the main point. And then I'm going to share from his website, sofmissions.com, a short video explaining what their ministry is with a couple of testimonies from veterans, war veterans, who have gone through a long, painful, arduous recovery process to share their testimony. Because many of you out there in the listening audience has a veteran in your life that is hurt, maybe physically, maybe not physically, but maybe spiritually and emotionally, and they need help, and you're looking for solutions for them. Well, this is a great Christ-centered solution, sofmissions.com, and this is Damon Friedman from The Surrender Project. I want to bring you to a special guest that I was really impressed with last night. And hey, Damon, thank you so much for being with us. Great job. Thank you for your ministry. Share with the listeners what you're called to. What's your ministry?
22 veterans take their lives every single day. The research is over 20, but the number 22 is very significant. And it's just an absolute shame that, you know, these men and women who've conducted the nation's bidding are coming back not knowing how to deal with the challenges that they're dealing with, and they decide to use their freedom to take their freedom.
Right on. Well, I was stunned last night. I'm a veteran as well.
That's right.
And
thank you for your service, fellow gunslinger.
Likewise. Right? Yeah. And, you know, you're still in it. And I love working, you know, when I got out of the military and became a DOD contractor, you know, I was working with training guys that are doing the work that you're doing right now. And it was so rewarding. And to see these men going down range and then learning about what they're going through on the inside. And there's a major battle that continues to take place inside of them, even after they come back.
That's right.
And they need help, and they're not getting it for the most part, except for what I'm seeing is really encouraging outreaches that are Christ-based.
That's right.
Gives them hope. And what I loved about your presentation is that you bring Christ to them, not as a weak little hippie, but a warrior.
That's right.
Christ himself is a warrior. And that's something that warriors can identify with.
That's
what these guys need to hear.
Yes.
So great work. Now, how long have you been doing this?
Well, really actively, when we first started in 2011, we were just doing mission work, going around globally. We've been to Honduras, Guatemala, Haiti, the Philippines, Peru, the Amazon, reaching with the unreached people group, 2%ers. And we were actually one day, I think it was in 2013, we looked to the left and to the right, and we noticed we were kind of rolling with a bunch of special forces operators, you know, some good friends that we actually went on mission together, and they were dealing with PTSD. And I said, hey, man, instead of pulling the trigger, why don't you come on mission with me and let's build some orphanages together? And it wasn't until then that the light hit, and I felt God speaking to me and saying, look, what would it be like to actually reach our own people? Because Jesus, as we've coined, is the commander of the universe, the greatest warrior that ever lived, one that exudes all boldness and courage. And it's funny that you said that, because I love the Jesus that, you know, has mercy and grace and all those nice things. And we need grace and we need mercy and we need all that stuff. But it just seems like that's been so saturated within, you know, the churches. And we've forgotten that in Revelation chapter 19, any pastor who's a warrior for Christ would know that in Revelation chapter 19, you've got a Jesus who's on a white horse and his robe is dipped in blood and his eyes are on fire and his voice is like the roaring oceans and his mouth is about to open up and a big sword's about to just launch out and conduct some destruction to the enemy. Jesus is in the business of fighting wars, because if you think about this, since the very conception, since the very beginning, when you look in the scriptures, you've got good against evil. So I almost consider the Bible as a war manual, because that's what it is. It's a fight between good and evil. And God just conducting business, using humans as his agents of change throughout to strengthen the kingdom and to expand the kingdom. And so I realize that by being able to contextualize this message to all of our warriors, say, listen, you're looking for a general that's worth following. You're looking for a Spartan king to follow. You're looking for one that's absolutely worthy of your time, your energy. And since we're gunslingers and we understand what it's like to close with and destroy an enemy, we understand what it's like to raise arms against an enemy. We know what it's like to train hard and to fight against tyranny. What would it be like if you were introduced to this commander that would be worthy not only to follow, but would bring true healing from down to the core of your soul and lead you in such a way that you would be instrumental and be used to make an atomic impact against an enemy that's more evil than we've ever seen throughout our own time?
Absolutely.
And that is exciting for our men. All of a sudden, they're inquisitive and they want to know. And there's nothing wrong with the Jesus that's caring and loving and soft and filled with mercy and grace. I'm just saying that there's another side to Jesus, and it's a side that brings his righteous right hand and crushes and annihilates an enemy. Yep. Now, for me as a gunslinger, talking to another gunslinger, that's just my business. That's what we do. When we were born for a purpose.
Yeah.
When God, you know, created you and crafted you into the Spartan that you are, he made you to be a gunslinger, not just to be a gunslinger for this nation to conduct the nation's bidding, but a gunslinger to conduct kingdom bidding. And it requires the same effort, the same training, and the same veracity, the same ferocious and relentless attitude. Yep. And so when our guys realize, hey, look, there's a calling in their lives, and the question is like Isaiah 6:8, is God is speaking to us, will we answer that calling? And that's what SOF Missions is really all about, bringing them in, helping them understand what their calling is all about, and then empowering them.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. That's now, where can people learn more about this? I know there's people in this listening mm-hmm. audience mm-hmm. who have loved ones right now that are struggling mm-hmm. and need to hear this message.
So yes.
Where can they go to learn more?
Well, you can go to our website, sofmissions.com, and it's going to be able to show. I just say that the biggest outreach tool that we've got is this film that we've created. It's called Surrender Only to One, and it is a top-notch film, Hollywood quality. We have Hollywood actors in it, all talking about these different operators going to combat, dealing with the issues and the challenges, coming back, dealing with post-traumatic stress, even dealing with suicidal ideations until the commander of the universe extracts them out of the kill zone. And that film has been instrumental in bringing the gospel in a contextualized manner for our warriors. And that is phase one. When you go to SOF Missions, you click outreach, you'll see the film. Phase two really is when a lot of these gunslingers go, okay, now what? Now that you've introduced me to this commander, what are we going to do about that now? Well, we have developed a 9-month program that goes from Matthew to Revelation, teaching you gunslinger style on what it's like to understand a little bit more about who God is, the commander of the universe, and our ultimate purpose to conduct warfare against an enemy. It's 9 months long, 10 DVD series, and it's systematic. It comes with devotionals and a video every seventh day to learn a little bit more about the war manual, and it's awesome. So we've got over 10,000 people receiving our materials and using them on a daily basis, and we're encouraging anybody out there that if you want to reach out to our military, if you are a military veteran and you want to learn a little bit more and you want something that would talk to you and would have the linguistics that would connect with you and literally speak to you in a way that's never been before, I'm telling you right now, it's called the Surrender Daily Series. Highly recommend it. And we're establishing groups around the nation called Operating Locations. They're just groups. There's tons of them out there. You'll learn a whole lot more about what we're doing and our movement, the Surrender Movement. Go to sofmissions.com.
sofmissions.com.
Yep.
Surrender Daily.
Series, yep. The Surrender Daily Great video job. Series, yep.
Great job. Now, you're going to be speaking tonight?
That's right. That's right.
All right. So we'll be sharing the stage.
That's right.
We'll be swapping the stage.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Absolutely. And tonight... I'm going to be talking about what it means to conduct war against an enemy. It's part two. Yesterday we talked about a heart of a warrior. Now today is all about applying that heart straight up in hardcore combat. So it's going to be some good stuff. I'm already amped up for it.
Right. I can tell, and I am yep. too. After, I got a little taste of it last yep. night, and mm-hmm. I thought I was an intense speaker when I get in front of on the stage. But I really enjoyed hearing what you had to say. Mm-hmm. Solid message.
Thank you, brother.
And we're going to try to get that recorded and get that out because more people need to hear it. So.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. God bless you and Godspeed, man.
Likewise.
The Surrender Project is a holistic approach to take care of the entire warrior, psychologically, physically, and spiritually. Psychologically, sending our warriors to camps to deal with their life-dominating issues with other gunslingers. Physically, sending our warriors to one of the top facilities to rehab their physical ailments and even provide a regenerative physician. And lastly, the spiritual component, which is often neglected. This part, we provide material, life-sustaining material that will help them endure during dark times to give them hope, purpose, and ultimately strengthen them.
I just recently retired as a Chief Master Sergeant in the United States Air Force as a Special Tactics Pararescueman, PJs for short. I suffer from post-traumatic stress. I have various TBIs, broken legs, broken ribs, two hip replacements. I've had two metal plates in my skull. My left eye socket's plastic. That's the physical piece of this. The emotional piece is my job is to save lives, you know? Kill bad guys, save good guys. That was a gig. And there's a lot of good guys didn't come home. And you take that with you. You take that with you. And so dealing with the guilt of that, those patients I couldn't save, those friends that I lost, it's taken a real rough toll over the years.
I just retired as an intelligence officer. I was supporting special operations in Afghanistan. And 2 years ago, I was hit by a 107-millimeter rocket that left me paralyzed from the chest down. So essentially, I'm a quadriplegic. I lost use of both of my legs, my torso. I've got damage to both of my hands. Well, most of my injuries were very, very physical. However, in the aftermath, when I realized all of the components that go along with the paralysis, the impact that it had on my family, the psychological issues started creeping in, and I started falling back on dark days.
And it just got so dark. Nightmares every night, multiple nights. I would drink myself to sleep, only to wake up in the middle of the night and then start drinking again so I could get back to sleep. You know, I withdrew completely, withdrew from my family.
I struggled with very fundamental issues with my identity as a man. After I lost the capability to operate daily functions in my life, I was 100% dependent on my wife in the aftermath of my injury for feeding, using the bathroom, to shower, to get up out of bed, for anything. And the toll that took on me was really detrimental.
We've given our all to this great country, and we've done it for our brothers, we've done it for our nation, we've done it for our God.
So for me, being around other warriors that have gone through similar experiences and have struggled with a lot of other issues, like losing command of their life and their household and their family, that camaraderie has helped bolster my resolve to keep fighting and to lean on other people who are also struggling with those same issues.
The opportunity to have world-class treatment is phenomenal, because I'm going to tell you this, living in chronic pain isn't living. The idea is, if I can get better, if I can get better emotionally, if I can get better physically, if I can get better spiritually, then I can get that self-confidence back. And I got my Spartan shield back. I got my sword back. I'm ready to be in this fight.
For me, the spiritual foundation was the cornerstone for my recovery. That's what's kept me from staying down in those dark days, largely through my recovery.
If you fix somebody emotionally, if you fix somebody physically, that's great. But you can't let go of that spiritual healing and that spiritual fix, because that's what ties it all together and makes us human again, makes us whole, which is all we want. Just want to be whole again. We have a generation of men and women who've seen things and done things that they're not prepared for.
When we heal the warrior, we build the family. When we build the family, we strengthen our nation. This is an opportunity to be part of the solution. Join forces with us, the Surrender Project.
The voice of the American Redoubt. Radio Free Redoubt.
This is Radio Free Redoubt, coming at you from an undisclosed location, Studio A, inside the heart of Patriot Territory, inside the free zones in the American Redoubt. Don't forget to vote for your choice of flag and the state seal. Go to patriotpolls.org. Make your voice be known. This next segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites out of St. Mary's, Idaho. Beautiful little place. And this is the time of year to be just 50 feet away from the dock on a riverside go to riverfrontsuites.com today to learn more about your little weekend getaway. All right, coming up next, we've been producing gathering testimonies of those who are taking the gap, relocating to the American Redoubt, and we pulled another one aside on the air, got him in front of a microphone. I want to share his testimony with you from last weekend at the God and Country Celebration. This is, we'll call him codename Tango05, talking about his move. We're identifying who we are. We're not going to let the left do it. So let's let Tango05 do it. Here we go.
I want to share a testimony with you guys. This is from somebody who's redoubted, and he was a guest actually when it right after, not too long after he redoubted, but since we started doing the series, sharing people's testimonies, moving to the American Redoubt, I just wanted 3 or 4 minutes about what it's been like for you. Tango05, what it's been like for you moving to the American Redoubt, any regrets, and what do you have to say to other folks that are considering the move or getting ready to take the gap? They're nervous. They want to be free. It's a big move. What do you say to them?
Oh, well, good afternoon, JJ. The only thing I can say is take heart, take encouragement. We moved up without knowing a single soul up here, except for people we conversed with online and whatnot. And it's been a blessing. We've made tons of friends, and we've been involved in the fight, and it's been quite a blessing. Something else that's on my heart, I was listening earlier to Matt Shea talk about the Liberty State. And when we were originally considering our move, the Lord has really impressed upon our heart that we needed to make a move out of California. We were in the mountains of Southern California. And this was even before I even knew about you or Amron or Radio Free Redoubt. I wasn't even a ham radio operator or anything at that time. And was looking at a map with my wife and saying, where should we move? And one of the places we did an exploratory search was in the Spokane area. And we loved Spokane. We loved the Palouse Valley range, and Eastern Washington seemed like such a perfect fit for us in environment, climate, the people, and whatnot. But we ruled it out. We ruled it out. And why was that? Because I saw in Washington State exactly what I saw in California 20 years ago. And that was a place where people were disenfranchised, were ruled out, because in California it's almost the equivalent, whereas where we were in a very conservative area, but we were always steamrolled by Sacramento and by the will of the populous beach communities and cities, and we were disenfranchised there. I said, I'm not going to move to have this happen again. Why would I move to such a beautiful place, but where I'm already disenfranchised?
Right.
So I would encourage everyone who's listening here who lives currently in Eastern Washington is, you're next. You're next. You have nowhere else to go. You need to get involved behind this Liberty State and take back what you is rightfully yours, the management of your own destiny.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't, it's going to be a repeat. And where are you going to go when you're completely disenfranchised because of what's happening in Seattle and Olympia and places like that? So
they either have to accept it or move to Idaho.
Exactly.
But you know what? It's coming to Idaho. The left are relentless.
I even see it in Idaho to a certain, but this time in north-south with Boise and whatnot. So it's happening everywhere, demographics. But in California, we didn't have the chops to do anything about it, so we had to literally flee. But here, you have a chance. You have a chance to make a new state. There's a groundswell. There's an actual movement that's taking place. This is your chance to get involved and make a difference for your own destiny, for yourself, and for your progeny, because there's nowhere else to go.
Amen for that. Amen to that. Thank you. Tango 05, thank you so much for sharing that bit of testimony and those encouraging words. You're speaking to a lot of people's hearts right now. You're not the only one that feels this way. There's a lot of folks that are in that situation. They feel despondent, you know, they feel discouraged, and so they need to hear that. It's really important for people to know that they're not alone. And there's so many.
You are not. It's a wonderful area to live in, and as far as people who are to be around people who are like-minded, it's energizing. It builds you up, and I can't even begin to describe to you the feeling of freedom in your soul, to know that you are now in an area where you could determine your own destiny, where you're not a pawn based on the whims of people who live hundreds of miles away. And to be around other people who feel the same way, it's so uplifting and encouraging. So if you're on the fence about it, I say take a leap of faith. And if you do it in faith and in humility to the Lord, I think He will truly increase your borders, both spiritually and materially.
Absolutely. I agree. Tango 05, thank you so much for being on Radio Free Redoubt. God bless you, and you have a great weekend here, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for coming
on. Thank you, JJ.
And there you have it. We want to collect your testimonies. Keep them coming in, please. We are going to get those added just as soon as Pauly01 gets back from vacation. We're going to start up a page where we're going to share that those testimonies. So keep your testimony coming in. Now, tomorrow night, there are several things I'm going to cover, but we had an earthquake this week, and it's very timely because we've got the annual disaster preparedness, nationwide preparedness exercise, heavy emphasis on emergency communications, and the AMRON, or American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, is going to be training. T-Rex 2016, that's the Teotihuacan Readiness Exercise of 2017, T-Rex, is going to be scenario. It's always a scenario-based exercise, but this year it's going to be a earthquake-based scenario exercise. So we're going to talk about how that applies to you, reporting earthquake damage from your location, wherever you may be. And I'm going to talk about that, the modified Mercalli scale. Join us tomorrow night at RadioFreeRedoubt.com for our weekly podcast. God bless.